News via remote, I'm Gene Randall. This Easter weekend will be unlike any other in people's memories, burdened by the mourning and the lasting scars the coronavirus is leaving on the world. Christians will be forced to celebrate at home, amid empty churches, and with a traditional large family gathering only a memory, canceled out by the need for social distancing to stem the spread of an invisible enemy. The pandemic now has topped the milestone of 100,000 lives lost. In its running tally, Johns Hopkins University puts the total number of cases worldwide at 1.6 million plus. Here in the United States, COVID-19 cases are moving closer to 500,000, with a death toll of nearly 18,000 tragically in view. The epicenter is the state of New York, which accounts for nearly a third of America's coronavirus infections. Still, there are glimmers of hope. New virus hospitalizations in New York have been dropping, and that is prompting a belief that the apex of the outbreak in New York may have been reached, that the statewide lockdown is doing what it was designed to do, flatten the curve of the spread and to push the figures into a downward pattern. In badly overcrowded New York hospitals, some of the panic is said to be dissipating. In New York City, COVID-19 has so far claimed close to 8,000 lives. 777 names were added to that list yesterday alone. Both the states of Louisiana and California are reporting a slowdown in virus cases. U.S. President Donald Trump's administration is known to be pushing for a reopening of the American economy as soon as May 1st. Mr. Trump asserts the country has reached the top of the hill with new cases. The nation's preeminent infectious diseases specialist, Dr. Anthony Fauci, told CNN today, this is no time for Americans to let up on their pandemic mitigation efforts. And he said what he has said before, that any date for restarting the American economy must be dictated by the direction of the pandemic. Fauci also said that antibody tests would be available in the United States next week. They're designed to show if a person has been exposed to the virus. This is VOA News. In Europe this weekend, roadblocks are being used in some places to discourage large Easter gatherings. Spain has suffered the highest number of corona death cases in Europe, 157,000, with a death toll close to 16,000, second only to Italy, where more than 18,000 have died. The fatality count in France has surpassed 12,000, deaths in Germany about 2,600. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson continues his lengthy recovery from COVID-19, though he is still hospitalized. The 55-year-old Johnson is now out of an intensive care unit in London, where oxygen was used to aid his breathing. Meanwhile, the count of coronavirus deaths in Britain is closing in on 8,000. That number has been rising quickly, and the UK is comparing the situation to its fight for existence in World War II. European heads of state will confer by video conference on April 23rd. On the agenda, the expenditure of a half trillion euros to bolster European economies battered by the pressure of the pandemic. In Japan, there are concerns not just with the rising count of COVID-19 cases, which stands at 5,000, but what could lie ahead. The elderly make up a large part of the Japanese population, and they are the most vulnerable to the disease. The Toyota car company has declared its own state of emergency in the prefecture of Aichi, saying the government of Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has been slow to act in the pandemic. Abe just declared a state of emergency this week for Tokyo and six other areas. But cities in Japan have not been shut down, and large numbers of workers are still commuting to their offices every day. North Korea's state news agency today released photographs of its leader, Kim Jong-un, overseeing a military drill ahead of a meeting of the country's rubber-stamp parliament, which is going ahead despite the coronavirus pandemic. The report said the drill was meant to further fortify the country's defense capabilities. The coronavirus has yet to show its fury in Africa. Nigeria, the continent's most populous country, has recorded 288 cases with only 5 deaths. But there is another life-threatening plague at work, the biggest outbreak of locusts in decades. Now, the second wave of the voracious insects, 20 times the size of the first, is arriving in East Africa. Millions of people are at risk of losing their food security and livelihoods. The United Nations has raised its aid appeal from $76 million to $153 million. On the economic front in the U.S., about 17 million Americans have lost their jobs because of the pandemic in the past 3 weeks, and economists suggest that American unemployment could reach higher than 20% in the not-so-distant future. The New York stock markets are closed for Good Friday. They ended the week with a 12% gain in the S&P 500, the same for the Dow, one of its biggest weekly gains on record. To stay up to date on all the news, including the latest on the pandemic, we urge you to go online to voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, VOA News.